winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Season 3, episode 17, recap. Hey guys, I'm sorry I've been gone for a while, but I've been moving. Finally, I have a new set pace. Going to do these recaps. Starting with this one, I'm back. Recaps, you come from the sky, I'm back. Alright. It's a Legends of Tomorrow. Season 3, episode 17, Kiss, Charming, John Noble. AKA, Walter Bishop from Fringe, AKA, Crazy King, Homie to the King. This episode was jam-packed. Maya goes to 1992 to save her people from what she thinks is Walter or but the town is a fix point of history. We'll get back to that. Another thing, give me a talk to some of the legends. You save his daughter from Mollusk because he realizes if Mollusk comes out, his daughter is gone. When that happens, it didn't really create more like a mama chunk. That sucked. At first, I saw the trailer at first, I thought it was a young joke vest, but I was wrong. It was more like a mama, not even going to talk about it. Pointless storyline. Another storyline that was pointless. They actually went to New Zealand in the 90s to meet John Noble because they needed his help with something. That was pointless, but it was cool to see John Noble. Funny, the episode is called Miss Knowing John Noble. But he was only in 3 minutes, if that. Anyway, fast forward, zoop, they all end up in Africa. Maya needs her mother to take the totem to save her people. So she, the mother takes it, but needs and only going to his mom right to stop her. Wally goes after her. No, Maya goes after the mother. Nate and Wally go after older Maya. They find him, but older Maya doesn't remember Nate. But fast forward. Older Maya is her daughter, the totem. They think that it's not the warlords, but they were wrong. Because it's not the warlords who destroyed that, the people. It's actually Gorilla Grodd, because the legends were fighting him at the beginning, they captured him, but then they did not release him, just not. You're trying to stop Mollusk. Doesn't happen. So Mollusk finally escapes. Damien not betrays him. So snaps Damien in the back. Literally, but that doesn't do anything. Mollusk appears. He says, I'm here to conquer time. I'm a god. If I help. The episode ends. There was a lot of stuff happening in this episode. It was fun. I had fun with it. Ava confronted Rip about being a clone. He tells you to not love, you're not the original Ava, you're Ava number 12. Wait. At first, Ava was more having auditions, but by the end, she thinks auditions are too insane. So she leaves them, goes back to the time rule. Rip doesn't work there anymore, so he's having auditions. I had fun with this episode. There were some funny bits. Ray shrinking down and going inside Noah's ear, pretending he was smallest. That was funny. Damien helping the legends, that was interesting. Damien had still had a nice little talk about him killing Lowell. He realizes if he could go back, he would change it. He realizes what it's like to love somebody now, and he loves his daughter. Rory watching Lord of the Rings, that was funny. Yeah, they had really good, solid, fun episode. Excuse me, I'm a little tired. But, yeah. And I'll give it a B minus. Could have been better, could have been worse. A solid, fun episode. I would have given it a C plus, but it having John Noble in it, perhaps it up to a C minus. That's how much it's worth. I have a grade. Well, I'm back, maybe. That we're doing for this Legends recap. I'll be back a little later this week to talk Elwell. Okay, that's going to be an interesting episode, but let's not worry about that. So, alright, that we're doing for this Legends of tomorrow recap. And until next time, this is Ben.